Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When the Boston Bruins fired head coach Claude Julien at mid-season in February as the Bruins struggled for wins, few people gave them much of a chance of making the playoffs this year. But starting tonight, led by Julien's former assistant, Bruce Cassidy, the Bruins faced the Senators in Ottawa in the first game of the first round of the playoffs. With us now to talk about what might be ahead for the Bruins is Trenny Kuznarek, sports anchor for Comcast Sportsnet New England. Hi, Trenny.
Hi, Bob.
So are you among those surprised the Bruins actually made the playoffs considering all that midseason upheaval?
A little bit, and also because of the way that they played towards the tail end of the season. I mean, they were hot when Bruce Cassidy took over for Claude Julien. Then they cooled off and had a five-game losing streak, and then they were a little up and down at the end of the season. So their playoff hopes were hanging in the balance, really, until about a week and a half ago. So I am a little surprised they got in, but they've been playing well as of late.
So are the Bruins playing well now, or are they just playing well enough?
That's a great question. I would say they're playing well enough. I don't look at them and say, this is a team that's going to make a lot of noise in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but they could surprise Ottawa. They haven't played against them well in the regular season, but the last matchup, really the last two matchups against them, the Bruins have played well.
If they're going to pull it off, what's key in this series for the Bruins? What should we be looking for?
I think you need Tuukka Rask. I think you need him to be the goalie that you paid him to be a couple of years ago. I think it's 3 or 4 years ago now that he signed that big $70-plus million deal. And he needs to step up because you're without Torey Krug, which is a huge loss. He's by far, next to Zdeno Chara, their best defenseman. He's their best offensive defenseman. You're also without Brandon Carlo on the defensive end of the ice. And really, outside of Brad Marchand, the offense has been up and down. You've gotten contributions from a lot of different guys, but he's been the guy. So you need, I think, Patrice Bergeron, David Krejci, and Brad Marchand to really carry this team offensively. But most of all, I think you need Tuukka Rask to be the Tuukka Rask you paid him to be.
So, prediction, how deep or shallow in the playoffs do the Bruins go?
I'm going to say that Ottawa wins it in six. That's just my gut feeling. I don't know why. I guess I just feel like Ottawa has had their number. And I think that Ottawa, they know what they need to do to beat the Bruins, and they've done it four times. They've also seen each other twice in the last couple of weeks, and they were still able, with this new look Bruins, they were able to beat them. So I'm going to say it'll be competitive, but Ottawa in six.
All right, looking ahead, last question. No matter what happens, has the Bruins half-season coach, Bruce Cassidy, done well enough to win a return to the job next season?
I think he has. I mean, I think if you look at the way that he turned this team around, a team that a lot of people left for dead mid-season, they played well for him. They rallied around him, and he's a guy that what I liked most about him is he held players accountable. And not that Claude Julien didn't do that, but there seemed to be a lot more excuse making. If anything, I think the person who might be on the hot seat would be general manager Don Sweeney. He puts the pieces together for the Bruins puzzle. He decides what players they're going to draft, what players they're going to acquire. That is a guy who I think could be on the hot seat more so than Bruce Cassidy if they don't win in this first round of the playoffs.
Trenny Kuznarek with Comcast Sportsnet New England. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.